Good morning, B'sha'at Tova U'Mutzlachat. We're starting Shchulin. Now you'll see the Mefarshim sometimes refer to Chulin as Shchitat Chulin. Okay, so I read in one of the introductions that Shchitat Chulin, I think it's it said that Chulin is like a bit of an island because we've had Zbachim and Menachot, okay, and now we have Chulin. Then we're going to go back to Kochim straight afterwards. So we're inside of Kochim now, right? So Chulin really, why is it in Kochim? Think about why it's in Kochim. So apparently it's Shchitat Chulin because even the Kochim, we'll see now, even our Gemara will start comparing all the dinim of Shchita apply as well to Kochim. But just to go through, we're going to learn a hell of a lot. I mean, we've got 12 Prakim. It's one of the longest Masechtos in Shas, Chulin. A long Masechtos in Shas. And I think about 140 Daf, eh? Like something like Kuf. Mem Aleph, I think it goes, if I'm not mistaken, or Kuf Mem something, over 140 Daf. 142. Is it Kuf Mem Bet or Kuf Mem Gimel? Okay, tell me what it goes to. So the over 140, and the 12 chapters, and it's quite interesting that each chapter, each parak seems to be a different topic. So we got in paragraph, we learn about Hilchot Shchita. Then we're going to learn about in Parak Bet about Treifas, right? Well, no, the first two Prakim really are Shchita. Then Gimel will be about Treifas. Then we're going to have the Simanim, right? Like the actual signs of a kosher animal and what animal. Then we're going to in Parak Dalad. We're going to get onto the Din. Remember, we've spoken about it quite a lot, about the Ben Pkua, right? If you check the animal, you find it's got a baby inside it in a Ben Pkua, right? And then that's in Perek Dalet, and then in Perek, the fifth Perek, be all the Isurim of Yotov et Beno. You can't shecht a mother and its child on the same day. That's in Perek Hay. On Perek Vav, we'll learn about the covering of the blood, the special din to cover blood of a wild animal, a chaya and an off, and a bird. You've got to cover their blood for your shechita. We learn about Gidanashe, the issue of Gidanashe in Perek Zayin, Basar v'Chalav. And all the tarovot, anybody who's doing isuv heter, right? That's really an important parak. All the tarovot, all the mixtures. Then we get to we spoke the other day. If you remember about tumat ochlin, remember we had that about tumat ochlin. We had a whole sugi a few daf ago in Menachot about whether it's the tumat ochlin is metamei. Remember we had the difference if it's an avela or if it's a treifa. We'll see all of that will come up over there. Then matanot to the kohanim, or the zor lechaim in the kaver, which you give all those different matanot to the kalim. Then the 11th perek is about reshit hagez, like the wool and the first shearings of the animal. And then finally we'll get on to mitzvah of shiluach haken. So it's quite a varied topic, quite a varied masechet. Got a lot of interesting nosim. And we'll hopefully we'll go through it. I think we'll finish around about April time,
just
right?
Just before Pesach.
Did you find how many daf there are yet, Michael?
Yeah, it's 100. Yeah.
Kuf Mem Bet. So the 141 daf. 141 daf. Kuf Mem Bet is very short. The last amud is like a quarter of an amud. So it's not so long. The last amud's not as long as we thought. It's much shorter than we thought. 141 daf, basically. Okay, so let's go. We're on daf bet now this morning. Chulin is as opposed to kochim. Chulin are regular animals which you can eat, which you didn't makdish about. Up until now, we spoke in Masechet Zvachim, and we spoke in about Menachot, about Hegdesh, about being makdish animal, dedicating it to the Beit HaMikdash. Here we're speaking about chulin, which is chol, your animal. Now, when you go home now this afternoon, I know you South Americans, you shecht your own cows, don't you? Right? So I'm saying that would be chulin, right? Those cows in your garden are chulin. Unless you decide to dedicate them to the Beit HaMikdash, right? When you shecht the cow this afternoon for lunch, that's a chulin, right? That's chulin. All right. Did you understand the definition? I'm just going to make sure clear. Okay. Right.
Now I understand.
Now you understand. Okay. Right. Okay. So now, I would love to have said that this was the most exciting amud of the Masechet, but I don't think it is. Right? Right? So now, the Mishnah starts with, HaKol Shochtin. Right? Everybody can shecht. Right, now you should know by now, everybody who's learned in this year at least, when the Mishnah says a call, it's a problem, right? Mm-hmm. Then we got a call, or a call, we're in trouble, right? So a call shochtin, everybody can shecht, everybody can shecht, right? Ushchitatan kshayra, and their shchita is kosher, chutz mi. Right? Hakol chutz mi. Everybody except. Right? Cheresh, Shota, V'katan. Okay, now we know that Cheresh V'katan is difficult to define exactly in these words today, in these terms today, but basically Cheresh V'katan are people who haven't got da'at. Okay? And what's the reason that they can't shech those three top people? Shema yekalkalu et shchitatan. Because they might ruin the shchita. Now we're going to see later on. I don't want to spend too much time. I didn't want to go through hundreds of details, but in the din of shchita, it's all written very, very nice. Also, in the din of shchita, like we had, similar to we had in Kotch, remember we had, for example, shchita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. Remember the four main avodas in the korban. So in shchita as well, you got five main avodas. You got five things which you have to be very careful about in the shchita. You got shehiya. You can't wait a long time talking about shchita. You can't start the process and then take a break and then come back. Darsa, the special way that you got to cut the animal, right? There's a whole din of holacha and hava'ah. You can't beat the animal with a knife. You got to stick the knife on the animal's neck and move it a back and forth process. That's called holacha v'hava'ah, right? That's called the drissa. Then there's chalada, right? You can't stick the knife into the animal. There's garma, right? Where you got to also cut the animal to a certain simanim, right? And then there's ikur, right? And there's a machloket about what ikur is, right? Whether you can't have a knife that's got like a hole, you know, that's got nicks. Thank you, is that the word, right? And another opinion is that that you've got to find the exact right spot on between the windpipe and the esophagus, the food pipe. Remember, with shchita with an animal, there are two simanim. You got to shech what's called the kane and the veshet, right? You got to shech them both. Or at least the majority of both simanim. We'll learn all about this. As opposed to a bird, remember, and off there's only one siman. Remember we learned that. You can shech one. You also two simanim. You can shech one siman was enough. And we have to do two simanim. So we'll see. Our Gemara is going to actually touch on it. There's a Rabbeinu Gershom which explained a little bit more detail, so we'll get to it. But just bear in mind that when we're talking about shchita, there are a lot of problems with shchita. You're very, very careful. That's why if you saw, I sent out to you this morning that so the Chatam Sofer fasted before he learned Masechet Shchita. So the one reason that's brought there is because people like showing on themselves. So you get very dangerous. You aren't allowed to say, you know, you aren't allowed to appear alocha. You aren't allowed to like point to yourself about things. Like when you're showing things, say like, you cut off the arm, you cut here. You aren't allowed to do that. Right? So with Shchita, you're showing all the time on yourself, like the simanim, you know, and you're pointing, etc. But another reason why I saw there that people fast is because a Shochet, you know, there's a family name called Shub, right? You have Shub?
My doctor.
You're Dr. Shub? Funny enough, is he South Africa?
Yeah.
Because, really, yeah? Cause
he's in
Ranada. In Ranada. That's Shub, right. Honest Shub. Right, so Shub, because I'm, is, you said, I didn't realize you meant to that, you're a doctor in Israel. I thought you meant you're a doctor in America. Shochet Ubodek, right? It's a big kavod. Shochet Ubodek is a proper kavod. And, and to be a Shochet, you've got to have a lot of Yirat Shamayim. And we'll see a lot of later on. For example, we know that the halacha we pass all the time, you say that aid neeman, aid echad neeman b'isurin. There is an opinion of the Ra'em, I think it is, which is not like brought to halacha, that when it comes to shchita, because shchita is so important, that aid neeman, a regular aid, is not neeman b'isurin in shchita, only a yirat shabai. So, because of all these problems with shchita, so shchita is a serious, very, very, very serious. Okay. So now, chutz micheresh shota v'katan, why shema yekalkalu et shchitatan? They haven't got da'at. So all these five things we mentioned, they might not know how to do. They might wait around. They might be in the wrong place. They might not check both simanim. And you've got to be careful, right? Now the Mishnah suddenly changes gear and says v'chulan sheshachetu, right? And all these people, right? So that did shchita, v'acherim ro'in otan, and they are being supervised, right? Or someone's watching them. How do they translate in English, v'acherim ro'in otan?
Watching them.
Watching them, right? Shchitatan k'sheira. Shchitatan k'sheira. We'll see, Agamor is going to go into a lot of detail here. Of the Mishnah starts with kol shochtin, and that's a lechatchila. Everybody can shecht. And then suddenly, v'chulan sheshachatu, anybody who did do shchita, if someone is watching them, then their shchita is kosher, which seems to be very much a b'dieved, right? Mm-hmm. So that's really going to be the half of the of the
woman could do shchita.
Huh?
Women could do
shchita. So a woman could do shchita without a problem whatsoever, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like I said, the chutz b'cheir shot of a katan, right?
100%. As long as it doesn't get their dress bloody.
Right, okay.
No, I've never seen that.
Okay.
I don't know if there are.
I've also never seen a woman shochet, to be honest. Okay. So look at Rashi very quickly. I call shochet in court, and Rashi introduces us to this topic of what's happening. Kol eched etani hakol. Whatever we see in the Mishnah, Rashi says where it says hakol. Kulu maitiluhu b'shmaite kamaite derchin. This whole concept of hakol, right, of everything, is brought in the first parak of Masechet, of the beginning of Erchin. Umefarish, let me explain. Hakol, what does hakol mean? La tuyama, what's hakol? We say hakol, it's coming to include what? But what wouldn't we have thought about if you never said hakol? Right? Vakol shochtin emanitin, and in our Mishnah, so too the same. Plige va amurai begemur. We'll see the Gemara is going to have machloket amuraim. What does it mean, hakol? What's coming to say? Lamar ituyay tamei. One opinion will tell us it's coming to include a tamei, that even a guy who's tamei can do shchita. Bechulin. You see, Ellen? Bechulin. You can do shchita when it comes to chulin. We haven't got a problem. Ulamar la'atuyay kuti o mumar. Another mom, Amaru, said, no, it comes to include even a kuti or a mumar. You don't even have to be 100% Jewish to do shchita, according to that opinion. Maybe, we'll see. Okay. Now, the Gemara, the Mishnah then said, v'chulan, and Rashi, v'gemara farash mai v'chulan. Okay. The Gemara says as follows. Hakol shochtin lechat chila. Right? The Gemara said, look, when we said hakol shochtin, we're implying lechat chila. And then straight away, the Mishnah changes gear and says, u'shchita tan k'shayra. When people see the shchitaria, what is that? That's b'dievid. So what's going on here? Is our Mishnah discussing a lechat chila situation? Or is the Mishnah discussing a b'dievid situation? So Amar Rav Acha b'Rei Rav and Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ashi. Rav says to Rav Ashi, "What v'chol akol lechatchilu? What are we talking about? And just because the Mishnah akol, you immediately assuming that it's lechatchila. Now I've got a note written here, which I don't know when I wrote this. It could be the last time we learned off Yomi, the last cycle. It could be 7.5 years ago. Now, I've got a note here which I wrote to myself over here. Hochacha sheRav Ashi sider et hashas." Now, I'm not sure if there's a note. I haven't looked at the notes yet. It might be picked up somewhere. It might come across. I don't know. But yeah, this is proof that Rav Ashi is the one that edited the Shas. Why? Because lo ro'im shehu sha'al et ha-she'ela. We don't see Rav Ashi himself asking a question, yet we see Rav Acha b'Rei Rav answering him. Is it written there? Okay, well, I've got it right there. Okay, ready, eh? Okay, mm-hmm. Show me where it is. Hold on, wow. Rav Ashi, who's there? Sheikh Shara Kusha Vavad Midrashok, Vishabuchach Midrav Kaman. Anna Kakashadi, who shall Akushi who have Blisham, Kidu Aksha at a stamped one. Yotra of Ashi, Yamasar, shall Tawad Babi, Ulam Barush, Akushi to Nidam Vera Midrash. Wow, amazing. Okay. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So it's a Tosfot later on Amud Bet brings this. Okay. So because we see that Rav Ashi, we don't actually see anybody ask the question, but it's obvious that the question was asked. So what Tosfot's basically saying is, when Rav Ashi wrote this, he didn't write himself into the question because he's asking the question. Mm-hmm. So he's answering, already just bringing the answer to his question. It was obvious that this question about Midrash was asked, what's going on over here? Mm-hmm. Right? And that's why Rav Acha answers him, but he himself didn't actually write himself into the question. Okay. So Rav Acha b'Rei Rav says to Rav Ashi, v'kol hakol, v'kol hakol lechatchilu. It's all, every time you see the word hakol, it's lechatchila. He says, maybe not. Because if that's the case, Ela Me'ata, and I thought I'd bring you a few other examples, right? So you've got over here in a second Tmura. Now we're pretty good on Tmura, let's be honest. We've got a lot about Tmura. It's where it says the Hakol Me Mirin, Echad Anashim Vechad Anashim. Everybody can do Tmura, right? And is that the Chachilu? Now we know that it's Isur to do Tmura. And in fact, when you do Tmura, you end up being punished, so to speak. You get a knast. Who utmurato? The Batika, right? We discussed the other day. Vahakati lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiro to tov ra or abetov. You shouldn't. Now I'm just telling you whether we should do this. Rashi the other day. It says that. Okay. V'kol hakol echach. I'll skip that Rashi. Look at the Rashi there. The tikshelach. V'kol echach. Rashi says, yeah, the tikshelach. What's bothering you? V'lo tuchal lomar klo dievet. Can't you say it's all b'dievet? V'achik amar. Hakol torat shchita. No heget bahen. Sheim shachatu otan apsulin demitrav et ha'shchita k'shar. Read the Mishnah if you want as a whole Mishnah to Rabbanan at B'dievet. Start from the outset. Hakol Torah shchita. When it says hakol shochtin, we mean hakol Torah shchitin. But when is it shchita? So long as they're being watched. So you don't have to force the Mishnah to be a lechatchila. You can read the Mishnah as a B'dievet, right? Why is it troubling you? Right? And then Elaha, because if you want to say it, I call me Miriam, me and Matsi the Mamelech at Chile, Yavi, Behemat Chulin, Eitzel, Behemat Kochim, Yomar, Zutra, Zo. Are you trying to tell me the Chile, God's got to bring a Kuch, a Chulin next to a Kochin and do Tmura? Right? Hakol the Tmura, Mefarei Shatam, Latuya Yoresh. And then we've already learned, what does the Hakol there in Tmura mean? It comes to Hakol includes, even a Yoresh, Shemei Mir, Bekorban, Aviv, Lachmet, Aviv. We learned there in Tmura that a person can't do Tmura for somebody else. Ah, the Mishnah says, I call Meimirin, that a son can do Tmura on his father's animal after the father died. So we see there that in Tmura is not Lechatchila. Right? And Tov and Ra, by the Rashi points out here, Tov is a Tam and a Ra is a Baal Mum. Okay? Tov means a good one and a Baal Mum is a bad one. Right? They pass over there. So Hatam Kreb Tamer, Losha Adam Rashaila Hamir. There we explained, it's not the Chatchila that is even allowed. El Sheim Hemir Mumar. If he does do Tmura, it takes effect. Right? But more than that, Vesofek and Amir gets Malkot. So how are you telling me that the word Hakol means the Chatchila? Okay? So that is... No, sorry. Actually, that's wrong. He says there, so Rav Ashi says to him, that's not the right answer. You can't tell me that. Hatam kediktani taima. There was a specific exception why Hakol wasn't lechatchila. Lo she'adam rashai lehamir, not telling us that the person's allowed to even, not even lechatchila, even b'dievet. Just shame hamir mumar, v'sekid Abraham. So that's not a, that's not a good example. That's an exception. There, it's not even b'dievet is he allowed to do it. They're just telling us that if he does it, it works. It's not lechatchila b'dievet. It's asked to do it, but if he doesn't, it works. So not a good example. So therefore, you can't send me back and say. So now, Rav Acha b'Rei Rava starts in and says, "Okay, you know what? I accept that." But now let's look at Hakol Ma'arichin v'Nerachin, Nodarin v'Nidarin. Let's look what else the Mishnah says there. Hakol with regard to Erchin, right? And the Darim Hakol Ma'arichin. Anybody can actually do the process. Ma'arichin means. Right, you assess somebody, you say, a marich on me, I will give, donate to the Amikdash Erech Alai, my value, or somebody else's value. I'll give David the value of whatever David is. Then you would go and you see how much is he sold for in the slave market and see what he's worth. Right? And anybody, everybody can do marichin, anybody can be assessed. I can say, I'll give Ed's value. Va call Nodrin, anybody can Nodir, and I call Nidarin, can be the subject of a Nedir. Right, look at Rashi quickly. It's a little bit more technical, but let's look at Rashi. Hakol Ma'arichin, Hatam Efresh Latuye, what's it coming to include over there, the word Hakol? Mufle Samuch Le'ish Katan, a young kid who's almost Bar Mitzvah, like 12 and a half, I think it is. 12 or 12 and a half. Hayodei La'aflot, he knows, right? The Shemi Makdishin, when he makes a Neder, he knows that he's doing it to HaKadosh before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im Samuch Le'Pirko, who, here actually says it, Kagon Ben Shemesh Hashna V'Yom Echad, if he's 12 in a day, Dvarav Kayamin, katan hu ad. So from 12 and one day to what, 13 and one day to bar mitzvah, right? He's what's called a katan mufle, samuch le mufle, right? And therefore, that's what that includes. Rashi is already telling us there what it includes. So now the Mishnah says, Hakol Ma'arichin. What does Ma'arichin mean? Rashi explains, yeah? Torat Ma'arichin Alehim. They've all got this din of Ma'arichin. She'im amar erki alai. If he says, whatever I'm worth, I'm going to makdish ben amigdash. Or erich ploni ala, I'm going to donate to ben amigdash. Kayam. Va'af agav de katanu ze hanoder. Even though he's a youngster, he's only 12. Chayav liten kefi shanim shel ne'erach va'adamim kvutzin beparasha. There's two things over here now. What's going on over here? Two things at the same time. The other is the parasha in the Torah says from mi ben chodesh ad ben shtemishra, mi ben shtemishra ad ben shloshim, mi ben shloshim ad shishim. Remember, we've seen this before. A man is worth less, more than a woman, and a woman at that age, etc. And then you get older and you become worth less. The most value, I think, is between 12 to 30, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember exactly. So there, if he says, Demei alai, the money. Or he could say, Erech alai, his value. If he says, Demei alai, he means what the Torah writes into the value. If he says, Erech alai, means what he sold in the market. Okay? Now, what's the difference over here? He says, Akol ma'arichin. So anybody can do that. And now Hakol Ne'erachin. And I can also evaluate anybody. I can say, your money or your value. Now, your money or your value will be different, right? If you're a young guy, but let's say you're under 12, and the Torah says you're worth 10 shkalim, but on the market, you might be a hell of a strong guy, and they might be prepared to pay for you as a slave 40 shkalim. It will depend whether you said Erko Alai or Damav Alai. You with me? If he said erko alai, it means his market value. If he said damav alai, it means the Torah said his value is. And then you got to bring that money to the Baal HaMikdash as a neder. Look at Rashi, yeah? Yesh, hakol nerechin yeshtim. Everyone's got a value. Va'afilu mokeshchin. Even a guy who's footy, I don't know, strife here with leprosy. She'eino shaviklum limacher b'shuk. He's got no market value, but he's got a value, an intrinsic value from the Torah. With me? Right? Yesh lo erech hakatub b'parasha. Ve'im amar al atzmo. If a person is about himself, erki alai, O Amar al Acher Erech Mukeshchinze. That Mukeshchin is a leper. That leper, right? His value is a lie, right? Shchinze a lie. Lo Amrina. We don't say Hoyel v'damim ein lo Erech nami ein lo. So Hoyel v'damim ein lo Erech nami ein lo. We don't say since he's got no market value, he's also got no intrinsic value. Doesn't work like that, right? Because the Torah gave him an intrinsic value. So you might have a market value, but it's got an intrinsic value. Right? Hakol no da. So you with me? Is that clear? I'm trying to go through this quickly. I don't know. Is it clear? Yeah. Right? Then also hakol no darim. What do you mean hakol no? You all make a neder. Damai alai or demei ploni alai. You could say what my value is, or my price, or my money, or ploni's money. But the phrase the idea to buy limit the hakol no darim. Rashi tells us, we already know about hakol no, that hakol no darim is not a big deal. Then the Mishnah, what's the chiddush here is hakol nidarim. And we can make a neder on somebody else's stuff. That's what the chiddush is, right? Back to the first, right? Call nidarim. What's it mean? Call Adam hashaveh klum yesh lo damim. Anybody even worth nothing, he's got value. Im amar damai alai. If he says ma monetary value alai, or amar al acher demei ploni alai, his monetary value. Noten defi ma shehu nimkar b'shuk, what he sold in the marketplace. Vafilu ayah hanidar ze pachot b'menchol. Even if he was less than 1 month old. V'amar demei tinok ze alai yiten damav. Av mi she'ein pachot miben chodesh ne'erach. Even though we don't, as a rule, evaluate a guy who's worth less than a month. V'amar erko alai patrum. And if he said erich, if he said erko, the Torah never gave an erich to a kid less than a month. Ani miben chodesh. So if he said miben, if he said erko alai, it's zero. If he said damav alai, then it's money. Shelo nitna botra erich dichtiv miben chodesh v'ad ben chamesh shanim damim. He's still got a value. Okay, so that's, we got a little bit of insight here into Erchin and Marichin and Neder and Nodin. Right? So now Rabbi says to Rav Ashi, so now when the Torah says, Hakol Marichin, Erchin, are you trying to tell me that word Hakol means that Lechatchila you've got to go and do an Erchin? Obviously not. We saw this yesterday, right? Didn't we end off yesterday? We had it with the problem with Chonyo. The problem was you might make a neder and then come and give it to Chonyo. That was the first rush, remember? In that Allah, Aleh, Allah. Remember that? We had that Rabbi Shimon Parchia, who was Shimon Parchia, we had the story. And the first Rashi was, that we explained it afterwards, so that when a guy became great. But there was a Rashi, remember, which explained it, that maybe he would make a neder and he wouldn't keep it, or end up going to Beit Chonyo. That's exactly the sugya via, right? V'ha ketiv v'chi tichdal lindor, lo yeh v'chachet. Rather stay away from making the darim and you won't come to sin. Uchtiv tov asher lo tidor, rather you shouldn't make a neder at all. Mishe tidor v'lo tashtem, then you make a neder and you don't pay your neder. V'tanya, we've got a brighter that says, tov mizeh u'mizeh. What do you mean? Rather, don't make a neder at all. Then make a neder and don't keep it, or even make a neder then pay it. Look at Rashi there. Look at the bottom there. Lo yeh asher lo tidor. Le'amin aktiv et asher tidor shalem. You pay it. But afilu hachi tov asher lo tidor. Rather, even you got to pay your neder, rather don't make a neder. Why? Shem et tidor lo tishalem. Hachi mefarish la Rabbi Mei. And tov mizeh u'mizeh. Min noder u'meshalem u'min noder v'el meshalem. Whatever the case is, best still refrain from the darim at all. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tomize Omize, Noder Umeshalem. Rabbi Yehuda says a little bit differently. He says, Tov Mize Umize. Look, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tomize Omize, Noder Umeshalem. Tachi Mashmet, Tov Asher Lo Tidor, Mishe Tidor Velo Teshalem, then making it not paying. Aba Mishe Tidor, Mishe Teshalem Lo. But if you're going to make it and pay, then it might be better to make it if you're going to keep it. But you still shouldn't rush to do it. Shu Tov Mikulam. And the Gemara says, "Va'afiru Rabbi Yehuda, who said that if you're going to make a neder, it's best to make it. Even he never lo kamar ele b'davar be'omer. If he said harei zo, if you allocate, if you say zo, that is my neder, I'm going to bring that. Amar amar harei alai lo. But even he said you shouldn't say alai. What's the difference? Remember we learned that when you say zo, there's no achrayut, right? If the animal dies, whatever the case is, you aren't responsible. You say alai, you're always responsible. See, even Rabbi Yehuda seems to imply that lechatchila one should be careful about making the darim. So how can you tell me, Rav Ashi, says Rav Achim, Rav to him, that the word hakol means lechatchila? You with me? Everybody clear? That's the problem, that's the question. So he says there, so Rav Ashi seems, look at Rashi there, but Amar alai, deal me pasha v'lo makayim, because he might not keep his neder. V'achim opinan labek b'nedarim, parakama. Right, in Parakam Rabbi Yehuda Tani no devu mishalem, a church should make a neder and pay. Alma marichin venodrin lechatchila lo. Dare alai hu delechi lememer buhu arei zo. Ad amar bresha erki alai v'hara yahiv kafi ha-ketuv, whatever he gave it in b'parasha v'dami alai nami to buy the mashe ka'av del hachi matzi lememer arei elu le'erchi v'im lo nedar tchila ber. So basically even Rabbi Yehuda says that lechatchila one shouldn't run around making the dari. So this seems to be a pretty good stamp here to Rav Ashi, right? So Rav Ashi seems to accept this. Rav Ashi seems to buy into this tie over here. But now he says to him like this. Okay, I accept now what you're telling me, that everywhere it says v'hakol, hakol is not lechatchila. Right? But now, are you also going to tell me what v'chol hakol lav lechatchila hu? But isn't there, but doesn't it sometimes mean lechatchila? So you convince me that it isn't always lechatchila, but surely sometimes it's lechatchila. I've got a question, which I'm actually saying, look, I'm not asking a stupid question, yeah? The fact that this Mishnah seems to change gears, it starts off kol, and then it goes to ksheirin, to shchitatan ksheir de b'dieved. There is something happening here, right? You can't tell me I'm talking nonsense, because sometimes it is what you tell me. Hakol lav lechatchila. Look at Rashi there. V'kol hakol lav lechatchila. V'chi ein lecha hakol shel lechatchila. Isn't such a hakol is lechatchila? Ella, give him some examples. Hakol chayvim besukkah, hakol chayvim betzitzit. What hachi nami lav lechatchila? You can tell me now when the Mishnah says hakol chayvim besukkah in Masechet Erchin, or everyone chayvim tzitzit over there, also in Menachot. What? There's not lechatchila, right? Look at Rashi there. Chayvim besukkah la'atuya katan she'enot tzarich limud. But Rashi already answers there what the Mishnah there says. Right? What does that hakol mean? That hakol includes a katan, right? And Hakol Chayvim B'Tzitzit, also doing the kata, that knows what he's doing, right? So what does Rav Achibarei Drava answer him? He says, Chayavin lo ka'amina. He says, we're not, look at Rashi there, Chayavin, lo ahechet etani Chayavin, muchach vada lechatchila kama. I'm not discussing where the Torah says Hakol Chayavin. When the Mishnah says, or the Torah says Hakol Chayavin, that's obviously Hakol means lechatchila. We're not discussing a chiyuv story. We're saying a kol raui. Yeah, we can. We're not saying it was chayav to do shchita. A kol shochtin. No, it's not chayav to do shchita. If you want to eat, you go to do shchita. But not everyone's got a mitzvah to do shchita. Everyone's got a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. Everyone's got a mitzvah to tzitzit. There's something different altogether, right? So, Rav Ashi says, wait a second. If that's the case, and then a kol somchin. The Mishnah says a kol somchin. And that seems to be a chiyuv, right? Now, if you look here, I read it hakol somchin. The way it's all printed, the Gemara says ela me'ata hakol somchin echad anashim v'echad anashim machinam edlav lechatchila. See that? Now the shita, the mesorah hashasa v'yaen shita mekubetzet amended quite a lot. Just if you just let's take out of context, for example, the asuga we're discussing now. It says here hakol som. Everyone has smicha. Now we know what smicha is, right? Excellent smicha on the animal. And look at the Gemara says, Echad ha'anashim ve'echad ha'nashim. Men and women. Where did we learn ever? We've just finished learning Zvachim and Menacho. Where did we see the woman do smicha? On the contrary, we once spoke about it. We quoted a Gemara that said that once they gave the woman to do smicha to calm them down in Beit HaMikdash. And even then, it wasn't proper smicha. And yet it seems to say, Hakol somchin, nashim and anashim, men and women. Look at the Mishnah Rashas over here. Look at Mishnah Rashas. Please, everybody isn't, you don't normally look. Go to Mishnah Rashas. And look there at the Dalet Mesorat Hashas. Mesorat Hashas says, Avia, Chipasnu b'chol ha-mekomot. We check in the whole Hashas. V'lo matzinu kein b'shum makom b'shas. We didn't find such a thing in the whole Hashas. that kol ha'anashim v'kol ha'anashim do smicha. V'adraba, it's on the contrary. Ipche matzinu, we found the exact opposite. V'afilu Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Shimon, eino ele reshut. Even those who say that maybe a woman can do smicha, even they say it's only reshut. So this can't be be'ata kol somchin echadashim echadashim. That's why the Shitta Mekubetze takes it out. If you look at the Shitta there, Bet, he says, Ela hakol somchin. He says, Ela, he takes out me'ata, and he goes, hakol somchin, and he leaves out echadashim echadashim, hachin amidlavin. Takes it out completely. Because the Mishra Hashas says, where is it? Look in the Hashas, we can't find such a thing.
It's fake news.
Right, fake news. Right? So he says there, Ela me'ela hakol somchin, hachin amidlavin chachila. So Rav Ashi says to Rav Acha b'Rei Rabba, what? When the Mishnah says hakol somchin, it's not lechatchila. Va'aketiv v'samach yado v'nirtze. The pasuk mefurash. It's on the Torah. V'samach yado arosh haola v'nirtza lo lechaper alav. So it's without the smicha, there's no ritzui. That hakol has to be lechatchila. He says to me, he says, you're right in. I accept that. Ika hakol lechatchila v'ika hakol diavad. It can be both. Sometimes a call means lechatchila, and sometimes a call means b'di'eved, right? But it's got nothing to do with your stress over here, that the Mishnah starts with lechatchila and goes to b'di'eved, and therefore a call always means lechatchila. Maybe here the Mishnah is just literally a b'di'eved situation, and therefore isn't too much to worry about. That is what he says to him. El ha'kol dehacha. He says like this, he says, Akol dehacha, the Akol over here. So now we've agreed that there could be sometimes Akol could be the Chachila, some could be the Eved. But now, in our case, let's talk about our case. Ela Akol dehacha, mimai de the Chachila hu. He says to Rav Ashi, how do you know this is the Chachila? The Tikshilach, dilme di avad hu, dilme the Tikshilach. Maybe it's not the Chachila and you shouldn't be troubled. Dilme di avad hu, velot Tikshilach, and don't be upset. So therefore, Hakol is la divi b'di'eved. The Mishnah ends off v'shchutim k'shayrim b'di'eved, and there's no steer in the Mishnah. Clear? With me? Right. That is what he says to Rav Ashi.
Isn't the second part of the Mishnah, doesn't it show that the whole thing is
with the
Hakol b'di'eved?
We can only say that if we define Hakol as not having to always be a lechatchila. Rav Ashi started off by saying the word hakol as a rule is lechatchila.
Yeah, but that's a proof that hakol here can't be lechatchila.
No, and therefore there's a theory in the Mishnah. That was his question.
Well, that's right.
But he's got other places in Shas where hakol is lechatchila. So Rav Acha b'Rei Rava says to him, it's not always.
Not always.
That's right. So he said, not always. So that's exactly what he just says to him now. He says, now that we've proven there's not always, how do we know that this is? And maybe this isn't, and therefore it's not a problem. Exactly what he says, right? So now Amalei, Rav Ashi says to Rav Acha b'Rei Rava, he says, not so simple. He says, why do I think that this is a lechatchila? He says, like this, Amalei, Ana, shchitatan kesheira kasheli. This last line, this b'di'eved line in the Mishnah, shchitatan kesheira, troubles me. Why does it trouble me? Look at David, he's not just stam, this is Rav Ashi we're speaking about. Right? He says, shchitatan kasheli, why? Midiktani shchitatan kesheira. Since the Mishnah writes the word Shchitatan Kesheira, we know that that is a lashon of b'di'eved. It says, therefore, michlal, the hakol lechatchilahu. Therefore, hakol must be the chatchila. Why? Listen to what he says. What he says there, very good, right? Because if hakol is b'di'eved, tarti di'avad lamani. Why does Mishnah tell me b'di'eved twice? Hakol b'di'eved, and then Shchitatan Kesheira b'di'eved. Just say hakol, and we know hakol is b'di'eved. Obviously, Shchitatan Kesheira is b'di'eved. In other words, if hakol is a b'di'eved lashon, then I don't need the Mishnah to say Shchitatan Kesheira b'di'eved. Say hakol shochtin b'Shchitatan Kesheira b'di'eved. Chutz mi'chir shota v'katan, shemi yakal kliwet Shchitatan, v'chul ha'shachat yu'achayrim ro'inotan Shchitatan, v'kasher achayrim sh'ro'inotan. Why b'di'eved? Oh, it's all b'di'eved. Why do I need a b'di'eved lashon? V'achayrim ro'inotan Shchitatan Kesheira. Say hakol k'shayrin, v'zehu, full stop. And we know that hakol means b'di'eved. Hakol k'shayrin k'sher ro'inotan. Chutz mi'chir shota v'katan. And then we know that everybody's kosher when people are watching them. But the eved, except the Chesed Hakadosh isn't even kosher b'di'evet. But the way that that's how Rashi's kasha. I think Rashi actually says it. Look at the Rashi here. Di'avad lameli. Hachi yibayil elemiti. This is how it should have been written. Yeah, here's the Rashi. See that? Shchitat hakol kesheira. Everybody shchita is kosher. Chutz micheres shoter v'katan. Full stop. It says the mashmash rapir. The henach the marbinan mi'akol. The avar kar marbinan. And then it would have been clear to me that the fact that I put in the word hakol is coming to me drabanan. So how do we read it? Shchitat hakol kesheira. Everybody's shchita is kosher, except cheres shoter v'katan, and understand that when is the shchita kosher? But the eved. And when is it kosher? So long as they're being watched. And no one's kosher lechatchida. Everyone's going to kosher but the eved, except for cheres shoter v'katan. Aval lo lechatchida, says Rashi. Inami, Rashi says, or possibly else, Rav Ashi would tell us, nitni, how should we learn the Mishnah? Hakol shochtin lechuda, on its own. Full stop, hakol shochtin. Keditnan gabe marichin v'nodrit. And Velo Mefarsh did not explain anything else. Hakol shochtin. And hakol shochtin, but yevet. Lameli lemitni hakol shochtin. Why do I have to learn hakol shochtin? Ve'itzchich lifrushe. And then I've got to explain what I just meant and say. Ve'shchitatan ksheira. Why don't you say hakol shochtin and explain and their shchitas kosher? Obviously they can all shech, their shchitas kosher. Right? Lemeimar. The shochtin dereshet diavadut come explain that the shchita at the beginning was a little bit diavad. Good question. Saying the way it was written. What are you doing for? What's going on here? So Rav Ashi is not so convinced by Rav Achi b'Reid Rabba. So Amar Rabba Bar Ula. So now the Gemara starts bringing a couple of answers. I'm going to see if the next few daf will be answers on this whole story. He says like this. He says Amar Rabba Bar Ula Hachi Ketani. Bless you. Hakol shochtin. So this is what you meant. This is how it's meant to be. When the Mishnah says hakol shochtin, what do you mean hakol shochtin? Va'afilu tame bechulin. Even a tame. That's what the hakol is. In other words, it's as if to say lemai ituye. What's the hakol coming to add? Right? Okay. What's it coming to add? Rabbi Bar Ula says afilu tame bechulin. Even a tame shochet who shechtin chulin. Kochi, maybe, no. But chulin, if you tame, you can shecht it. Now, why would we worry about a tame guy doing shchita? Right? So he says, tame v'chulin, maile meimra. So he says, what do you mean? Right? Now, in the Rashi, you've got a different title. Rashi says pshita. Can you see the Rashi? Mm-hmm. It isn't in our Gemara, but it seems to be that Rashi's version of the Gemara was tame v'chulin. We say maile meimra. What are you coming to teach me? Rashi said, they're pshita. That's pashut. Tamei bechulin. Look at Rashi there. Tahar lo huzaru yishol atarat chulin. There's no mitzvah. There's no chiyuv to eat your chulin b'tahara. Right. So what do we care if the shochet's tamei? The guy's eating is going to be tamei. His wife's tamei. The woman, the cook is tamei. The kelim are all tamei. So the shochet also be tamei. Right. That's Rashi's pshita there. Right. Mm-hmm. So he says, no. What was the Havamina here? Bechulin shenasu al taharat hekdesh. There is such a concept of turim the right that the people conduct themselves according to the dealing with taharuk. Rashi there, the kibel aleil echo betar kodesh. A guy took upon himself a neder of some kind to always eat betara. She rotzel harugilat zvo betarat kodesh. He wants to be used to mapia kohen. Let's say, and he's preparing for the Beit HaMikdash day. So he says, you know what? I'm going to eat also even my chulin betara. Right, sheim yochal shlamim or toda yeh baki b'shpirat tzitzit. He must be a kohen. Otherwise, he could never eat the shlamim or toda. Right? So he says, "Oh, the baby, no, you could eat shlamim. No, we could eat shlamim or toda. Right? Yisrael zar can eat shlamim or toda. Right? Okay. But anyway, so you want to be particular. Now look, sabar chulin, and what do we think? Chulin shenasu al tarat hekdesh kekodesh dami. We would have thought that since chulin is being done like hekdesh, so it is like hekdesh." Right, look at Rashi, kekodesh damo, v'chayav la v'badel midrabanan mikol tumat apsolet bahen, v'afilu hachi shochet tamei lechatchila u'besakin arukah kedefer. We'll see this in a second. You have to have a long knife. So that's what you thought. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So a guy like this, ketzadu, so how does a shochet now, who is tamei, how does he do it? Ketzadu will say, mevi sakin arukah, he brings a long knife, v'shochet ba kedesh lo yigah bebasa. So that's what you've got to be careful now. Bring a long knife so that you yourself, you're sticking away. So you make sure your hand is far away from the animal and you shift the animal with a knife. Then what's the obvious question? Steve's eyes are rolling. What's the obvious question over here? Right, look at Rashi over here. Is it not a Rashi here? Was a Rashi here? Tosfot is a kasha over here. Then how does it make? What does it make a difference? So why isn't the naf tame him? Why isn't he tame the naf? And tame is the animal, right? Mm-hmm. I saw that. Look at maybe it's in the Gemara coming up. Oh, this is in the Gemara. Sure, this is how it gets to say, right? Mukdashim. Now, what about Uba Mukdashim? Look at Rashi there, Uba Mukdashim. What does it mean, Uba Mukdashim? Lechatchila, Uba Mukdashim, lo yishchot. When it comes to Hegdesh, right? Lo yishchot. Shema yiga bebasar. In case he touches the animal. However, look at the Gemara. Ve'im shachat, if he did shecht, ve'omer. And he says, Bari li shelo nagati. I'm 100% convinced that I never touched the animal. Shchitato kesheira. Then he shchitit kosher. So here, Rabba Bar Ula, right, is actually telling us how we must learn the Mishnah. See that? He's saying, how do we learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah is telling us, Hakol is including, right, Hakol over here is telling us about a shochet tameh, who shechts the animal. He can do it with chulin. When it comes to kochim, he should stick, but yeah, he shouldn't do it. Unless he says, Bari li, it's clear to me that I didn't touch that on this kosher. Chutz michere shot of a katan, other than a chere shot of a katan, the afilu b'chulin, greater, right? Even if it's pure chulin, the avad nami lo, but even by the eved, they can't do shchita. Why? Shema, now we see a couple of the issues we spoke about earlier, the problems with shchita. Shema Yeshu, right? Shia. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom over here. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom. At the top there, Shema Yeshu. See that? Rashi doesn't explain what Shema Yeshu means. Rashi just says, Shema Yeshu, v'have a nevela. Make it into a nevela. But look at Rabbeinu Gershom there. He says, Shema Yeshu, klomar, Shema Yeshu, k'shiu shehia daka ledaka, v'gasa legasa. He might wait the amount of time that it takes that to shecht a behemoth daka, like a little animal, or a big bull, takes different times, right? So each one's got their own time. You can't wait, if it this day takes a minute to shecht a cow, and you start shechita, and you wait a minute, and you go back to shechita, that becomes pasul. That's pasul shehia, waiting, right? So it says, Shema Yisheh, Shema Yidrasu. Also, Shema Yidrasu, what does it mean, Shema Yidrasu? Look at Rabbi Gershom. Shema Yidrasu. Lo yaseh holacha v'hava'a kedin. Remember we said that early on. Yidros means that you like run it over. You don't do the pulling back and forward, the movements properly. Right? Shema yidrosu. Right? Lo yaseh holacha v'hava'a kedin shchita. V'shema yachlidu. Yachlidu over here is not rusty. Right? From chaluda. Shema v'shema yachlidu. Look at Rebbe and Gershom. Shema yachlidu hasakin bein siman the siman. He'll move the knife between Simon and Simon, v'yachtechu ha-simanim mimata lemala, and you'll cut the simanim in the wrong places, behind the simon in the wrong places. We'll become experts on that, don't worry. Right? But that's why we worried about a chere shot of a katan. Because they might mess up. Right? V'chulas, okay, that's it. So now let's quickly, we left a few rashes there.
By the way,
Shita Mikobetit. Yeah, I'm going to go there. I found it. I want to go back now to the Rashis. Right, we're going to go back now. Right, I found it. Thank you. I was wondering where it was. I found it. Shkoch. So look over here. Let's just go back a second. So he says, Shchita Tok Sheira. Right? So we said there, Shchita Tok Sheira. Chutz Mecheshot of a Katan. Da'afilu Bechulin. It's the Shita, hey, it's in Rashi. Shchita, you see that, the very first wide lines of Rashi. It says, Shchita Tan Ksheira. You see that Rashi there? V'hainu di avad matnitin. And this is, but even in Amit, would a kamen mefaresh, amai lo metames. Yeah, later on Rashi says, they're going to ask the question we asked, right? Why isn't he metame? Gavra lesakin. His knife. V'hadar nitmei elebasa. And then make the basa tame. The Shita changes the order around. Look at the shita there on the five otay. Amai lo mitame sakin migavra. Why does the naf become tame from the person and then the naf tame the animal? Right, that's the obvious question. Rashi says, don't worry, the Gemara explained it later on. It's all coming. Okay. So he says, greater Shiloki Bela Lavtarat Koy, okay, Shema Yeshu, we saw that, right? He says, Rashi, the fourth line of Rashi now, the Chesh of the Katan, the Aved Namilo, Kloma Shema Shahu, Lakama Fresh, Amai Nakat Shema. You're coming to, why did it use the Lashon of maybe? Lashon Atid, in the future, Lashwina Chain, Mosarina in Chulina Chatkhila, Vafilo Acherim, Rinotam, the Muadin, the Muadin, Haina Kalkel Tamid. He says that you don't give a Chesh of the Katan an aftershecht. They are Muad, they're going to mess it up. Okay, you stay away from it. So now we understand this is Ula's answer to Rav Ashi of how we can read this Mishnah, that the Mishnah really is all a Bidi Evid story. Hakol comes to include a Tameh, a guy who's Tameh, which is clearly a Bidi Evid. Or not even, you know what? A Tameh Lechatchila. Sorry, I won't say that again. It's coming to include a Tameh Lechatchila, but Bidi Evid. Right, if the shchita shchita, right. So how do you say that? Tame bechulin mal, bechulin shnasu atar hekdesh. So he says, okay. So what should he says? Da michal da kol lechatchilahu tidi avetat lamli. Amar barbul lach ya kol shchita tan afilu tame bechulin. Right, that's lechatchila. That's how he answers him. So he says, but tame is pashut. This is not pashut because you might have thought that he shouldn't do it because the guy is makpid on hekdesh, like to be hekdesh. Okay. So now. So now, Ashi says, like we're back to the Mishnah now, he says, okay, so let me ask you a question. So when he said, V'chulan sheshachatu, right, that Mishnah now said, V'chulan sheshachatu, what are we speaking about? Chulan, all of them. V'chulan sheshachatu, ahai, or ahayai, I think is the correct way to pronounce that word. Ahayai. Now, why do I say that? Because in the old days, in Yeshiva, we'd say ahai. But since you've got all these punctuated Gemaras, so the pronunciation become much more correct in Hebrew. I think it's Aheya, you say it. How do they pronounce it? Aheya, I think. In yours, how's it in yours? Ahaya. Ahaya. Okay, always, I think. But I've seen it actually with the two dots. Aheya. I've seen it said that we've seen it before. Yeah, look here. Aheya. Yeah. I've seen this. We've read this before. I've mentioned it before. It's a stanza that says Ahai.
Ahaya.
Okay, interesting. Ahaya, and they say, okay. So the Vechulan Sheshachatu, Ahaya, where? Ahaya, based Ahaya, everyone said, well, what's it going on, right? What's it referring to? Ilema Chereshot of a Katan. If you're going to tell me Vechulan Sheshachatu is actually referring now to Chereshot of a Katan, why? Alakai. We've just discussed Chereshot of a Katan. So why do we say Vechulan? We should Chut mi Chereshot of a Katan, right? And then we could have said, Vafilu Achem Rinotan. Whatever. But it doesn't make sense that the Mishnah says, Shereshot Makashemi Kalkul Shratan, Vechulan Sheshachatu. Vechulan Sheshachatu, come speaking about Shereshot Makashemi. We've been discussing Shereshot Makashemi, and we puzzled them. Even B'dievid, right? So how can we say now, Vechulan Sheshachatu, B'dievid is kosher? Ve'im Shachatu Mibayle, should have said, Ve'im Shachatu. And then it should have said like this. Chutz mi-chereshot v'katan, shema yekalklo shchitatan, ve'im shachetu v'acheronotan shchitatan kosher. Then we could have said it, if they did it, and people watching them, maybe it's kosher. Then we could have explained that the Mishnah is speaking about chereshot v'katan, b'di eved yes. L'chachilo, no, b'di eved yes. You with me? Is that clear? Clear? Not clear. Look at the Mishnah again. The Mishnah says like this, hakol shochetin v'shchana kshayra. Who, chutz mi, except for who, chereshot v'katan, why? Shema yekalklo, they might mess up the shchita. And then we say, V'chulan sheshachatu, and anybody who does do shchita, all of these who do shchita, V'chulan, everybody, and people see them, they should have shared kosher. If that V'chulan is going on Chereshot of a Katan, Mishnah should have just said, we're speaking about Chereshot of a Katan, so we should have said, Chut mi Chereshot of a Katan, Ve'im shachatu, and if shachatu, who them? Chereshot of a Katan, then it's pretty evident.
V'chulan, we're talking about each one of Shota.
But that's the Gemara, what he's saying, that's not the Lash of the Mishnah. Chulan means new. We say v'chulan, chereshot v'chatan. Why go say v'chulan? Just say v'im, v'im, shachatu.
We're still talking about those three.
Only, if we're about those three. If we're speaking about those three, you have to say v'chulan. You could say chereshot v'chatan, v'im shachatu, v'roinotan, but okay. Why v'chulan sheshachatu?
Each one of those three. V'im. You might have thought just maybe one of them.
Why would we have thought just one of them, v'im? There would have been a different, question in the Gemara. Okay, David's writing his own second. Very good, okay. Huh? says that he says, so maybe not. Maybe we're speaking about Rabbi Bar Ula's example. Rabbi Bar Ula said what? We're speaking about a guy who's Tameh. So he says, maybe the Chulan is talking about our Tameh. But what's the problem? It can't be. Because this V'chulan Sheshachetu is clearly a Bedi'evid. And according to Rabbi Bar Ula, he told us that Hakol comes to include a Tamei L'chatchila. So it can't be V'chulan is a Tamei because that is Bedi'evid. You got it?
Yep.
Right? V'ela Tamei. Right? If you want to tell me a Tamei B'mukdashim, and if you want to tell me maybe we're speaking about a Tamei B'di'eved on a Mukdashim, right? So I don't know, because we said there, but Bari Lisagi, where he said that if the guy says it's clear to me that I didn't touch anybody, it's okay. Right? So what do we need? We tell me already Bari Lisagi. Mm-hmm. Right? So what do we need now? V'chulan, say, look at Rashi there, B'mukdashim, right down at the bottom there. That you're telling me, Rabbi Ula, that's what I'm just speaking about. And you said he shouldn't do shchita. My area, achayrim roinotam. Why do we need the Mishnah to tell us that when is it kosher b'di'eved? Only if other people saw him. Ha amarta ihu b'heiman. You said he himself is ne'eman by himself. If he said, I didn't touch. So clearly it can't be him because we don't need to rely on other people, we rely on him. Right, so it can't be talking about him. So now we talk. So how do you do this? You want to tell me this is the Mishnah, so now explain to me how we get to this bit of the story. Right? And I tell him, and if it's buried, so he says, no. So he says to him, don't relax. He says, when are we talking about? The later commander Nishale. There's no one there to ask. There was nobody around. Right? We'll not be around, so therefore we can't have to ask, then it's okay. When do we rely on him if no one else saw him? Then we rely ask him. But if other people saw him, then we rely on them.
If he's not there.
If we can't ask anybody, we can't ask him even.
If he's not there, then if others
right.
saw him.
Then
okay.
We say we rely on him, right. So the Gemara, okay, so that seems to be the answer there. The words like this high time Mukdashim Yachinas. Now the Gemara goes into a different argument. So we said over here, right, that we're speaking about that this now, according to Rabbi Bar Ula, is the makor for learning about a Tamei b'mukdashim. That a Tamei for Hekdesh, if he can shecht it, if he says he's did it, we rely on him. If he's not around to ask, we rely on other people. The Gemara is like this, what, Mehachin Afka? You learn that over here? Mehatam Afka, now the makor for that, right? That makor, we've already seen that makor, right? It comes from Zvachim. Not long ago, Lamed Aleph. Well, how long? About a year ago. Right? He says, hi, he says, Mehachem, Mehatam Nafka, Kol HaPsulim Sheshachetu Shchitan Kesheira. There the Gemara says, all the Psulim that did Shchita, their Shchita is Kasha. Why? Okay, you spoke about women, right? Sheshchita Kesheira Bezarim, Benashim, Uva'avadim, Ubetmeim. Anybody can Shchita, even a Zar, not a Kohen, a woman, an Eved, a Tamei. Va'afilu Bekotche Kotchim, ובלבד שלא יהיו תמי נוהגים ועשה, even a coach a coachim, so long as he doesn't touch the meat. So what, this is the makor, this is what we're going to do with it, we know they're already there. So he says, no, he says, hache ikar, this is the main source, hatam there, we just learned it by the way. I did a ton of sharp psulin, since we're learning all the other psulin, tana nami tam eba mukdashim. You see the whole list there is zarim, nashim, avadim, tmeim, and once we're learning that, we also brought in the din of coachim, of a Tmei Nogeva Kochim. But this is there in the Makor. That's the one answer. But I have another answer you could give is Hatam Ikar. There is actually the Ikar, the Bekochim Kai. Because there we're actually discussing Kochim. Hacha, I did a Tane Tmei Bechulin. Since we're learning about Tmei Bechulin, Taninami Tmei Bemukdashim. We also learned Tmei Bemukdashim. We're in the first.